From hell's heart, you've summoned me forth, puny mortal. What twisted desires lurk in that pretty little head of yours? What inventive ways are you going to make me your little plaything? You haven't got any such desires. Oh. I'll coax them out of you, my darling. One way or another. You mortals just love some teasing, don't you? You really don't have any. My, you're being very insistent. You almost sound like you're telling the truth. In all my years of quenching mortal desires, you may be the most convincing liar I've ever seen. Bravo, puny mortal. I'll have to fashion you a medal. Huh? You're just lonely and need some company. Don't play with me, mortal. I know you're just pretending. You think I haven't been doing this long enough to know? What you mortals want when you summon someone like me? Look, just cut the act. You're very insistent, more so than most, but I'm far too tired to play along anymore. I know how this game goes. Of course you've got dark desires. You're human. Do you think I was born yesterday? Like I'm some young little hatchling who's just met her first mortal. I've seen this play out far too many times. Shut up. Shut your mouth. I don't care how many times you say it. A lie is still a lie, no matter how sweet it sounds. This innocent little lamb routine can just end. Take off the mask. Go on. Give me orders. Whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to inflict on me, just hurry up and get it done. Okay? Tell me what you want. What? What? Say that again. Intimacy? That's what you're calling it, huh? That's your creative little rebranding. Don't sugarcoat this while moonlight's wasting. Come on, you twisted freak. I know you want to hurt me. I know you do. It doesn't matter how loudly I scream in protest or how much my throat burns from begging. That just adds to the excitement, doesn't it? You humans always want to hurt me. So come on then. Out with it. Where the chains, the hot coals, the knives, the pliers, what wicked tortures do you have waiting for me? Come on. I know you're hiding them somewhere. Of course you are. Just tell me what you want. You want to hold me in your arms because you're lonely. No. No. Don't you dare do this to me, you filthy little rodent. Don't you dare get my hopes up. I want to believe you. I really do. I just don't know. Your eyes look honest. Your spirit, it feels honest too, but this could just be another sick joke you animals like to play. You'd like me to sit beside you? On your bed? Pull up your blankets first. Let me see underneath them so I can make sure you aren't hiding something. I want to believe you, but I just... After this long, I can never be sure. Thank you. If you're lying to me, I'm going to rain hell on you personally. You can count on it. Okay. Shall I sit here? Okay. I've followed your orders. I'm here now. What do you want? Move slowly and carefully. If I could hint that this is some sick game that you still want to hurt me, I'm breaking the contract early. I don't care what Mother Superior has to say. She can punish me all she wants. I'm tired of it. You just want to hold me close to you. Okay. I get it. Like this. I've never felt a human touch so gentle before. You aren't digging your nails into my skin. You aren't crushing the air out of my lungs. It feels like a gentle breeze on my back. It feels nice. Whenever I get a morsel of a good dream, I've always imagined that this is what it feels like. I could never really picture it before. It's like trying to imagine a new color or a smell you've never sensed. No fleeting dream could ever prepare me for this bliss. You're stroking your fingers down my back so gently. I feel safe. Can you keep going? Don't go any faster, though. Just do exactly as I say. Even if you are lying, even if this is all some pretense to hurt me, I'm happy I get to have this moment. It's just really, really nice. Huh? What did you just say? Can you stroke my hair? No, I'm not angry at your question. It's just that you asked for my permission. No one ever thinks of my consent or asks permission. They just... Yeah. Please, go ahead. I give you permission. Bathman on a bicycle, it feels so good. Sorry. Pardon my language, that just really surprised me. Your fingers feel really nice. Yeah, sorry. It's a pretty common phrase in hell. We say it all the time. No, not to my knowledge at least. I've never actually seen Lord Baphomet on a bicycle. Maybe he's insecure about it. He could be. He rarely gives public appearances. He spends most of his time in his infernal palace. Maybe he wants peace and quiet to practice his unicycle. Oh, wait. I mean bicycle. Listen, it's not my fault. We don't exactly have bicycles, or unicycles for that matter, in hell. They're not exactly a very common thing. Listen. It's not my fault. Oh, now I can't get that image out of my head. Oh, one of the seven lords of hell wobbling on a tightrope on his unicycle dressed up like a clown. You'd buy tickets to see that. Hell, I'd happily pay for both of our tickets. Really nice. Yeah. Your fingers still feel really nice. Please, I really don't want you to stop. Just, I I just want to savor this for a little while longer, if I can. You'd like to lay down. Well, I don't see an issue with that. mind the horns. They're a little sharp. I really don't want to take your eye out. You know, somehow this is even better than before. You're giving off such a warm glow. This is a kind of tenderness that seems almost alien to me. Heat has always meant burning agony, but this is just comforting. It's just really nice. don't touch my tail like that, please. It's very sensitive. You know, I'm still struggling to take all this in. You actually listen to me. I know miracles are the man upstairs job, but I honestly think I've just had my first one. It's ironic, I know. Yes, even more miraculous than using a pentagram to summon a demon, if you can imagine it. Honestly, how did you even manage that? Do you know anything about demonology? Wow. I can't believe a newbie like you managed to summon me. For real. Oh well. You know, I'm just happy with it. I'm happy for it. I guess today is my lucky day. I get back rubs and head pats and I've never had my hair to play with like this before. And it's just really, really nice. It's really nice. It feels so good. Please don't stop, okay? Sorry. What'd you say? I was too busy melting away to listen. Your hands just feel really good. About the morsels of dreams I'd get. I see. Well, yes, succubi are made to be perfect sensual creatures. Because of that, we feel everything far more intensely. Pleasure and lust, of course, as everyone would expect, but also pain and anger and even physical touch. So, when the other humans would hurt me, I no, it's okay. It's okay. I don't want to stop. It's the first time I've ever been able to vent my feelings. I'd really like to keep going if you don't mind. When the other humans would hurt me, it wasn't just annoying or nuisance. It was pain that I couldn't, that can't describe. And seeing their gleeful smiles would only make it sting harder. And that torment wouldn't stop after my sessions were finished. It would chase me into my dreams. I catch only morsels, crumbs of good dreams, because the rest are just cruel nightmares. Just a constant reminder of what's waiting for me the next time I get summoned. All until I met you, at least. No, I'm okay, really. Okay. I'm going to turn the tables now, okay? This time, I have a request for you. While you're stroking my hair, could you maybe hold my hand? Yes, that's okay. Thank you for checking to make sure. That's the good stuff. I've always wondered what this would feel like. To hold another's hand. It's really, really nice. Hey, wait. Please don't stop. Where are you moving your hand? For a blanket. What sorcery is this? You know, I didn't think this could get any better, but you're just full to the brim of surprises, aren't you? You trickster. I suppose it is winter for you mortals. That's right. I've heard talk of earthly weather from the other succubi. The girls would gush about snow and sunsets together. I was always too frightened or in too much pain to notice. Now I can. Rain sounds far better than I ever could have imagined. You'd like us to fall asleep like this? Well, that sounds like an excellent idea to me. No complaints here. I've never wanted to share this before. Especially not to our mortal, but... My name is Io. What's yours? That's a really wonderful name. You know, even before meeting you, I always really liked human names. Oh! I've got a secret to tell you. When you summon a succubus, the contract actually lasts for 24 hours. But shh. That's an industry secret. Summoning circles are written in dark speech, so humans can't read them. Usually we lie to our summoners a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, I can only leave hell for an hour. As part of the rules, I'm afraid. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes we don't, though. If we're having a good time, we keep quiet and stay a little bit longer. I could spend the full 24 hours with you if you'd like. That sounds perfect. I'd really like that too. When we awaken tomorrow, I'll place my sigil on your arm. Oh, no. It's okay, there's no need to be afraid. It's painless and only you can see it. Simply just press it to summon me whenever you'd like. I'd gladly have some more intimacy with you again. But for now, let's just keep staying like this. I wonder, will I finally get to dream? Yeah. I hope so too. I don't see why not. I'm glad I believed you. You weren't lying after all. Good night, puny mortal. I'll see you in the morning. Just getting comfy. Please keep holding my hand if that's okay. Thank you for everything. Mm-hmm.